Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Yeah!
Steven!
Oh, hey, guys!
Sorry, you gotta go lower, dude.
I didn't know I would have practiced that better.
I'm looking at our levels on the machine. It's like we're peaking. All right. Because we're aggressive.
Yeah. Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Yes.
Oh,
Monday. Recording this on a Monday because we wanted to get our friend Taryn Daly in the mix.
Yes. Fresh off of a bachelorette party weekend. So I am riding the struggle bus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm fresh off of two shows to see Pearl Jam.
Man, I did not realize you went to both.
Yes, I did.
I'm very jealous because I saw the set list and I looked at all the differences between night one and night two. And man, you got to see it all.
Yep, night two trumped night one, and night one was incredible.
Oh, that's
that was
so
the
insane.
Funny part. Like after night one, I'm like, there's no way you could top that.
Mm-mm.
I'm standing next to a guy who saw Pearl Jam. That was his 115th time that he saw him.
Good Damn. Lord.
Yes.
Where was he from?
Orlando.
Holy cow.
Either Orlando. Yeah, I think Orlando by way of now Portland. But still, like we had another guy from New York. Just everybody. It's crazy, dude. Like I went with my buddy Craig and he's traveled and seen them 49 times.
Wow.
And like everyone's like knows each other. It's like this crazy little society of Pearl Jam fans that I did not realize were that awesome.
Yeah, it's like the Dead or
yes.
Fish.
Oh,
I did not
absolutely.
Realize people like travel around just for Pearl Jam.
Well, Brad and I have a couple buddies that went to their European tour and they were gone for like, I don't know, 4 weeks or something like that, and just hit all these cities. Great opportunity to travel the world, but I'm like, that is elaborate.
Yes. And expensive.
Very expensive. I'm like, what are you doing for a living?
I don't know that I like any band that much.
Pearl Jam's probably the only band that, honestly, on Saturday or Sunday night, if they played another show, I would have went. And I had no problem going again. There's not many other bands that I could be that dedicated to because they change up their set all the time.
For sure.
So
well, and when you have that much material, too, you know, they have...
Come on, Ted. There's got to be one.
Sorry, jeez.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Ace of Base.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe Timberlake. But I've only seen it once.
Timberlake. I got tickets for that show.
When is that show?
In, like, December.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Of course. I mean, I got to. I just said I'm going to follow him around.
Did you get tickets?
No, that's a negative.
Oh.
I would love to
Your
see
Your wife
Ted.
Doesn't want to go, does she?
Just a little bit.
God damn it, Sid. This is the one show she wants to go to.
I
usually Steve's extra is mine.
You know what? I believe I have an extra pair because I bought two pairs planning on selling. I'm terrible at scalping. I tried to put it on. I got confused. It wasn't going through. And I just said, F it. I'll just sell them to one of my friends.
Oh, perfect.
But at this point, the money's already gone.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to tell people
way below face value.
This is my 30th Timberlake show.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I hope that there are people like that. I really hope that there are Timberlake fans that are like deadheads. That would be amazing.
My vote is no. So we got to talk then about your bachelorette party.
Oh, God.
We got to talk about Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason why we're all gathered together at this place is so we could talk about Meltdown, because the three of us were there camping together and
we were
melting together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, again, an incredible experience. But before we do anything, Ted, we got to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
I don't know if Taryn's in for this.
Oh, it's
Taryn,
how many is it? 10 push-ups?
10 push-ups. You could do 10 push-ups?
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I figured as much. You're
so ripped.
Yeah.
I'm so buff.
Yes.
I figured that much.
Come on. We could all do 10.
We could get 10.
It's the least we could do.
Yeah.
For the mega
The minimum.
All right. So once again, I'm just going to keep the music in the EDM world.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Got to take my sweatshirt off.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting serious about it.
Taryn, this is supposed to be Steve's playlist, just the library of EDM stuff.
We accomplished nothing that we planned for Summer Meltdown.
Oh, me and you?
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah. Including having a DJ set.
Yeah.
of your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, next year for sure.
Yeah. I'm already planning next year. I already bought two tank tops for next year. I'm not kidding.
We only have 350 days to go.
Less than 50 weeks.
It's crazy.
I can't wait.
All right.
Countdown has begun. Let's get 10, Mega Family.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Woo! Feels good,
so
right?
So sweaty.
Vicky's looking at us in the other room like we're crazy because we all just popped up at the exact same time.
She's like, what were they doing down there?
It's Mega Casting.
Mega Casting.
Oh, yeah. So my idea, I think I'm bringing a full DJ setup for next year.
What's your DJ name?
Steve.
Steve. We're just DJ Steve.
DJ Steve. And I'm only going to do 90s hip hop.
Oh, please, all right, yes. All right.
And we're going to have it set up in the alley.
Yeah.
That'd nice. Be perfect.
I'll get another big chair.
Well, I was thinking about making a fake speakers. But it's just going to be that stupid portable speaker I have.
Just
but
one UE boom.
Like have it look like I have a home mixing board and it's just me on my cell phone. Just
I still think we could do this with cardboard boxes.
Yeah. No, that's the whole point. It's going to be completely cardboard box DJ setup.
Yeah.
Maybe some fake cinder blocks.
Perfect.
Again, we'll probably not do any of this.
No, negative.
Yeah,
we'll go to the river. We'll
how do a couple shows. Go.
Yeah. Right? The cupcakes on the river we're supposed to do.
Oh, yes!
I mean, we had 100 ideas.
People were expecting those, too. There was some disappointed melters.
Yep. And we didn't even have our radio station set up.
No. I didn't even watch all of Face Nectar.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
We were well-versed.
Yes, I never stopped watching them. I'm still watching them. I actually listened to them at the gym today.
Did you really?
Oh, I'm obsessed with Bass Nectar now. All right.
You're a bass head.
I am.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's TED Talk, social awareness. So,
oh boy.
Sometimes we just got to be aware of people, who we're talking to or what's going on. If you find yourself in an uncomfortable spot, maybe move along. Maybe come back to that spot and check it out later. I have done this, I've been guilty of this 100 times. Sometimes all right, I should leave. You know that feeling when the party's ending, and you realize you don't really know the host that well,
mm-hmm.
but you're still there and drunk? That's what I'm talking about. Social awareness.
Maybe you
get out.
Get out.
Maybe you know the host, but you can tell that they're just in a different wavelength. And maybe you should just pick up on that cue and leave them alone.
Right?
Not that happened, that meltdown.
It's called couth.
Yes!
A little couth.
Oh, man.
We've been there. I think all of us at some point.
Oh, I've definitely been there.
Someone shows up, and they're just not on that same... They're not tracking. And it's like, pick up on the cue, man. Mm-hmm. No one's talking to you. That's not because we don't like you. It's just that you're just not meshing with us right now.
This isn't for you at this time.
Right.
Right, and sometimes, even if it's people you're really tight with, you just got to know, what's going on. I've done it as the single friend. People will be planning stuff, and I'm like, oh, dude, I'll come by. It's kind of more like a couple thing. You're right. I got excited. My bad. You know what I mean? Right, it happens to all of us. But
still my favorite example. And it wasn't even that we didn't, it wasn't an example of this, but the waitress made you feel that way.
Oh,
was
my
groomsman and bridal party. Maid of honors, whatever they are, the woman with
the
wife, yeah,
yeah,
Sid's
the ones
friends.
With the chicks,
Sid's friends, and my. So we all got together instead of doing a bachelor and a bachelorette party. We did this big dinner of all of us, and then we went to the melting pot, and everybody could bring their significant other. So everyone had significant others, wives or girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever it may be. But Ted didn't, and so but the way everyone was ordering, you could order at the melting pot. You could get the couples, meal, which is really awesome. And Ted tried to order that, and the lady just shouted, "That's sir, you need to have another. You need to be in a couple in order to enjoy."
Well, first she was like, "Wait a minute, are you here alone?" Yeah. Well, you can't get that. That's just for a couple.
First of all,
give me the next freaking option.
That seems like discrimination.
Terry, it was. It was bad. So she left. Everybody's like, "Man, I am so sorry. That was really rude."
We should all get them. Out of here.
Right, yeah. Literally, are you here alone? Well, you can't have that.
No. Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave or find a girlfriend.
Right? Put some work
in,
dude.
It's not like you tried to order off the senior menu. I can understand that. Dude, you're not 55.
She treated him like that.
Yeah. And she could have politely just been like, oh, actually, that's for two people. But your first reaction, are you here alone? All right.
No one else here is alone, sir.
One is the loneliest. Geez, she could have sang that and it probably would have been less offensive.
I mean, Tara, I forgot about it until Steve just brought up that story. I mean, it was
dagger.
All right.
I just think that's insane that you're not allowed to order the meal for two and just box up the other half and have it later.
Or just eat it.
Yeah. Maybe you're
really
hungry.
Well, it's the melty pot. I guess they don't want you taking home raw meat.
You know what they should do? Similar to I think Canlis does this in other high-end restaurants where you show up and you don't have a sports coat, they will loan you a sports coat.
That's very generous.
Oh, yeah. They should have extra girls there.
Right. They should just loan you a waitress. Look, you're on break. You can go have a free meal with this guy. He's like, alone.
What if you went to a Mexican restaurant and they had, you know how they do fajitas for two?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if they were like, oh, I'm sorry. You are only one.
Trust me. They'll let you order fajitas for two. This I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but definitely pick up on social cues, people.
That's the moral of the story. Right.
So how was the bachelorette party, since we're talking about bachelors?
Oh, my gosh.
Weddings and all that crazy ass.
It was fantastic. So there was a group of four of us from Washington, from the, you know, Seattle area, that drove down on Thursday night, and we decided to get a hotel and kind of like, you know, get things started or whatever. And we had these plans, like, we're gonna go out karaokeing when we get there. You know, we left a little late, got in, and like everybody went to bed. We were so wiped
out. What time was it?
We got in at like 1, because I left after my show. So
oh,
we,
yeah,
I mean, so we got there like 1 o'clock. We went straight to bed, but we stayed at this super cool hotel called the Hood River Hotel. It's been all like renovated, super cute, fluffiest, most delectable bed I've ever been in my life. It was just, it was fantastic.
Hood River sounds rough though. Like you're staying at the Hood River.
Staying at the Hood River. Yeah. And then we, first thing in the morning, you got to brunch it up, right?
Uh-huh.
Best brunch I've ever had in my life.
Best
it was
ever?
Best brunch I have ever had in my life.
Bottomless?
Not bottomless, but they had options. There was lingonberry, orange juice, and grapefruit mimosas.
Oh, we're talking mimosas with bottomless. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Not bottomless, but I did have two. There, yeah, it's a bottomless. You just go with no pants. That's what it is. All
you get bottomless drinks if you show up bottomless.
I love that.
That's a great promotion.
Write it down. That's a theme. We're doing it.
Bottomless mimosas at Meltdown. And we just hand out mimosas and we're just buck naked from the waist.
But take your pants
off. You want me to stir it for you? Like, no, I am good.
You know, that person probably would have left and got the hint if we did that.
The social cues.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So what constitutes, because I know you've done plenty of brunches. I know two of you are big into brunch.
Oh, yeah.
So this was like a Scandinavian brunch spot. So they had like Danish pancakes and they had like, these like, you know, there was lingonberries that you could get with different things. And so I got this, like, it was called like the Swedish hash, I want to say. So it was this bed of like potatoes and sweet potatoes and all these different things. It had the eggs on top. It had pickled beets on it, which at first freaked me out. The meat was braised pork ribs and ham.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now.
Yes.
It looks delicious.
So savory.
Was it served by the Swedish chef with the human hands?
What is that from?
The Muppets, right?
Muppets.
Yeah. Swedish chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would only make it even more awesome.
Well, they had whatever everybody else got, like we all wanted it. Like we would see like a plate go by and be like, oh crap, I should have gotten that. Like everything was amazing.
Wow.
So we got a little good buzz on and then immediately started drinking local beer. So we were drinking Freem. We were drinking Everybody's from White Salmon, like just going to town. Went to Double Mountain Brewery, did a you know, flight tasting of IPAs. They had 5 IPAs on tap. So I had to try them all, obviously. Obviously.
Well, you had to be doing all right by that point.
Oh, yeah. This is like 3 o'clock. I was like, wow. So, yeah.
Where are the strippers?
Oh, my God. We actually, like, this was a 33-year-old woman, and it was, like, definitely like a scaled-down bachelorette party from the ones I went to 10 years ago.
Sure.
Including my own that was a little bit more wild. But we still, like, on
I can't
Saturday
even
night,
fathom yours.
Oh, it was in Vancouver. One girl got lost. This was before you could call people or like had like texting. It was really bad. But yeah, so we, and like Saturday night, we went to this place called Jack's, which I've been to before.
The steakhouse.
It's like in like a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, then it's a whole different place.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
J-A-K-S.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's in a Chinese restaurant, but they call the back area Jack's and they sell what is called a scorpion bowl. So it's like basically if you could imagine a bowl for pho, like a large pho bowl.
All right.
They fill it with like all the alcohol. So they put ice in it, booze, 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 little bit of juice, 6 straws, here you go.
Jesus.
So, yeah, and I've been
there
like-
Are they trying to kill you guys?
Basically.
How many did you get?
We got 2.
Nice.
2 larges. And so it was funny too, there's-
2 larges?
2 larges.
Large size, please.
The music that they were playing was fantastic. It was like 90s hip hop the whole time.
It's just like the alley at Meltdown next year.
Yes. When you said that, I got really excited
because
they were killing it on Saturday night with the playlist. But then there's a large Hispanic population in that area. So it was like 90s hip hop, mariachi song, 90s hip hop, mariachi song. So I was busting out my old Zumba moves from when I used to, you know, teach Zumba back in the day. I was like, yeah, I know how to do a little salsa. I'm sure they were looking at me like, hey, no, don't do that. Your hips do lie, actually. Your hips do lie. So then yesterday, the drive home was slightly painful for a few of us. I was driving and I actually kind of had my wits about me, but one of the gals in the other car was like, not okay.
Puking?
Yeah, like they had to make a few stops on the way. It was not good. And that, and then when you hit, you know, JBLM traffic and all that, like it, you're, it's just brutal. Like, get me out of this car. So
yeah.
I felt pretty bad for one of the girls. But we had a great weekend. Weather was awesome. Went wine tasting, had a catered dinner. Like it was banging. It was awesome.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, if you've never been to a bachelorette party, I highly recommend it. You should go.
I've interacted with them, but I've never been to one.
Maybe we should have a bachelorette party at Meltdown next year. We all walk around with those bachelorette sashes.
Oh, my God.
And penis straws.
Yes. Oh, and bottomless mimosas. We did have penis straws.
Of course, it was funny. You have to have penis straws. It's not a bachelorette party.
It's not a bachelorette party.
You guys, the colors of these straws, though, they had some that were like flesh colored, some that were black, some that were purple. I was like,
purple? Oh, my God. Something's wrong with the purple one.
That one needs help.
Yeah. That guy needs to get another bigger pair of drawers.
Bad circulation.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't touch that one.
I had the purple one. Oh. I definitely had the purple one.
Were they in varying sizes?
How could you have the
colors?
Purple one, Mrs. Cook?
I just ended up with the purple one.
What is with you in the purple
they
recently?
They just handed it out.
The other day she was all purpled up.
It was a Dave Grohl shirt, not a Husky shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Mm-hmm. God. He's always trying to throw me under the bus like that, making me look bad, my team, my school, my pride.
House divided.
On a serious note and lighter note, Maryland has done a horrible thing with their football program.
What's going on in Maryland? I heard something is going on with the coaches.
They might get their program suspended.
Like an anonymous source said something about a coach?
No, a kid died.
Okay.
In an off-season workout, and the quote from the trainer, he was like passing out, was like, drag his ass across the field. So apparently they've had this, like all college coaches yell, but this has been terrible. And then they almost tried to cover up the investigation, and it looks bad for Maryland.
Yeah, uh-oh. I heard one of the guys all upset because he's like, I just think it's lame that people allow these anonymous sources to say these things. I'm like, have we forgot the fact that someone is dead?
Yeah,
like, your issue is the anonymous source, not the fact that one of the students died because of something that happened on the playing field.
Right, so it's a horrible story. They might get their program suspended.
Mm.
Thus, I'm going to be a free agent.
Well,
Husky, Cougars fans, Duck fans, start recruiting me.
Ooh.
I've been recruiting you for like 5 years.
I know. Well, now you're going to have to put in the effort, Taryn.
Everybody's going to tweet us at the Megacast, a reason why Ted should be fan of X Team.
Taryn, you're a big help for the Cougs.
Oh, yeah.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
There's a wrestling guy that Progress Wrestling came to town and worked with Defy, and their host, and I think guy that works behind the scenes, Jim Smallman, this guy's awesome. And he's like, well, I'm coming to America. I need teams to be a fan of. So He's picking teams based on if they're miserable franchises in a sense. So, you know, it's like he became a Mariners fan. So,
all right.
But you're not going to be happy with him. He's a Timbers fan because someone sold him on the Timbers.
That sucks.
Yeah, he's done. I know. He's dead to you. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we should talk about Meltdown because, well, I think all of us probably we were all there, but we weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm curious your perspective, Taryn, yours, Ted, and mine. I think... We lost each other at certain points, so I think it'll be fun to find out what happened while we were all doing we were doing at Summer Meltdown when the Megacast returns.
Ted and Steve need a break to braid each other's hair. Their back hair. The Megacast will be back.
You've got an important meeting and you want to go work out, and then there's back to school shopping with the kiddos, but you don't want anything to happen to your house while you're gone. Now there's Dad's Daycare. Face it, he can't be trusted alone. At Dad's Daycare, there's continuous supervision and plenty of activities to keep him safe, like how to read instructions, how to put the toilet seat down, and how to not almost cut off your finger with a table saw like he did last time. And when you're done, just pick him up on your way home. Dad's Daycare, kind of like doggy daycare, only with more control.
Thank
you for your patience. Your reward is 15. Also, more minutes of this stupid show. The Megacast is back.
That's rude.
Great.
I think she gets salty when we have ladies joining us on the Megacast.
She's probably a little jealous.
Yep.
I get it. I get it.
She's queen bitch.
Ladies are bitches. They're insane. Always tearing each other down.
Oh, classic Steve Miggs set. That's how it ends.
Boom. I'm out. I'm the king of 1 minute songs. Get in and get out. It's all from our production
library. Rate of play. You know, people have a short attention span. It's all good.
Nobody wants 5 minute long songs anymore.
Next. Skip.
Yeah, they got the feeling. They got the moment. Let's move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you have Steve, your DJ.
Steve. Hey, don't you hear that set? Who did that one?
Steve. Who are you guys excited for headlining this year? Steve.
He's performing in the alley.
What alley? The alley stage.
What if we got the alley to be like that, like this destination at some point at Summer Meltdown? And for those that don't know, obviously, if you weren't there, you don't know.
Oh, yeah, we should probably fill them in.
What is the alley?
All right, so I rent that little 19-foot RV.
Yes.
Which, Taryn, I feel like I'm driving that thing like a beast now.
Like a pro. Only one close call on the
drive.
Oh,
yeah. What I forgot about that.
What happened?
Well, he just started to get a little... Well, and I'll admit, I'm a bad passenger. I'm like, look at this picture on my phone. It was like a girl in a thong. Like, I'm a jerk. I shouldn't have been doing that. He's driving a 19-foot RV, and he only drives about two times a year. So, like, bad move on my part.
Right, and one of those times is the RV.
He was getting a little comfortable, I think. Tire went off a little, but he corrected that like a boss. I was not.
I got a little fired up, got a little confident. One hand in it, and then I think I literally said something like, "Man, I'm driving this thing great."
Actually, he was driving with his knees, looking at porn.
Yeah, we definitely took
eating
a corner,
a
little fast.
Oh man, but no, Ted's a great driver. He always gets me safely from point A to point B. And this year, we had the easiest. I mean, we've had a couple, you know, pretty easy experiences getting in, but this was crazy. Like they put us straight into this RV line. And then we were in. It
literally
took all
20
like 10
minutes.
Yeah.
We didn't even have time to get it. Usually you wait in line. You're already on private property. So, like, we'll get a beer. We didn't have time to get a beer. Then we were about to park. I was like, Taryn, get us a beer. We need to have a beer in the RV.
It's like, we gotta pound it fast because we're going in now. It was great. It was wonderful.
So, how does that work? Because I always get there on Friday after work. I hurry on over to Darrington. And by that point, it's like a whole community has been built.
Yeah.
And everybody looks like they've already been living there for a month. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like when you first walk through that campsite, everyone is fully situated. I mean, they've got laundry hanging up on a clothesline. Like it's just like a crazy thing.
Lights.
Like, people are cooking. Everyone's got their own little setup and it's cool. It's a lot of fun at Summer Meltdown just to check out everyone's campsite setup. And then I finally make it to the RV area and you guys are fully got couches and
caftans.
Yeah, everything, man. Like everyone's full on in chill mode and it's only been less than 24 hours.
So Thursday when you get there, like thankfully like Bill and Jason and those guys get there early and get like the land grab, but they usually save me a spot. So by the time I get there, I just throw that thing in reverse and back it in.
And Brad's already set up my tent. My princess bed has been, you know, blown up. Everything. Like, I just show up and start partying. It's great.
Yeah, Taryn and I mean, like, mine's
pretty
sweet.
Sounds like you have the same way as I do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? Because you have the same setup because you just come in and camp with me. So it's like, it's already set up.
I come in, take a power nap, jump in freezing cold river water, and then just party for the rest of the night.
It's awesome.
So the alley, right. So my buddy's little camper is next to us. So it's like there's a little alley in between there. So we reference the alley. That's what we're talking about.
So this is between Jason and you?
Correct.
Okay,
yes. And we have a great view of the mountains. Like, it actually turns out
unbelievable.
And so we just set up these two tiny chairs.
They're Taryn and Brad's chairs.
Okay, your chairs.
Low back beach chairs. Yeah. Love those things.
And so then Ted and I just, like, sitting there just looking like we're just like these, like living in the slums. Like, just drinking beer.
Well, all right. I should also say we were joking because, like, and we all we had to do was walk 10 feet. But we didn't leave the alley. And we're, sorry. Forgot to turn my phone off.
That was quite the vibration.
You know what I'm saying? if people are coming over and we're sitting there just eating muffins, kind of dry muffins, which I couldn't even eat for some reason.
Oh, I ate them, just no problem. And they're day old, in the sun, muffins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then MCTP comes by and like he's showered, he looks all perfectly clean, and he's talking about going to get a Euro and this and that. We're like, we're sitting here slumming. With muffins.
Sun-kissed muffins.
Yes. He was just like this vision of what we could have been. Like, people were talking about they showered. And at one point, I went, I brushed my teeth.
Take that.
And that's the thing. Slowly, the alley became us. Like, it started as a joke. But by, I'd say by Saturday afternoon, we full on lived the lifestyle. Like
we
I'm,
did.
I'm
committed.
Like chugging a beer and just belching loudly, like alley life. Just being just total slobs.
The only reason we showered on Saturdays because Taryn finally was like, "We're gonna shower," and I was like, "All right, Steve, we got to shower if everybody is."
Which was easily the best $17 or $16
yes,
I've ever spent
absolutely.
In my life.
That was a great call.
Yep. And you know, it's funny that you get there and they tell you like, okay, and you know, only take about 5 minutes. And it's beautiful. That setup was gorgeous. Like I've talked about it to like seven people that were not there. I'm like, the showers were amazing.
No, they weren't like last year where it felt like a locker room shower.
Yeah.
These felt like a spa shower.
It was
shower.
Like a spa.
Like hardwood
floors.
They had the
yeah.
Dr. Bronner's in there.
Yeah.
But they tell you like, keep it to about 5 minutes. And I wanted to wash my hair. And so I'm like, okay, you're going to have to like speed scrub. And I wanted to shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I
know I'm talking to two bald guys, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, I had the same intentions.
Yeah, so yeah. I shampoo and condition. And so I'm like, I got to go fast. I still beat Brad out of there. I was like, what are you doing over there, you queen? He was just in there just like, I thought he had gone back to camp. So I'm standing outside
just
of there.
Just loving life.
I'm just standing there like, God, did he leave me? Okay. I was getting ready to start
rude.
Walking away.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he comes out. I'm like, what exactly were you doing in there?
You know, it's funny. Steve did the same thing. I was all worried about taking too long. And by the time,
I didn't care.
By the time Steve got out of there, I was already like dry. He's kind of sitting there like, oh, hey, Steve.
I'm glowing. Here's the thing, though. I don't have a watch. There's no clock. And
no.
They say keep it to 5 minutes. So in my head, I'm thinking, huh, I'll just sit in here for one full song. And that's about 5 minutes. Maybe I'll stay a little bit longer till the next. I forgot at Meltdown, we're not talking about your typical 5 minute verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus
no.
song.
Jam bands.
Jam bands.
Jam band. And whoever, I can't remember the guy that was performing when we went out, when we were, he was on the main stage and he was incredible. At least the music from, I can't remember,
dude.
But it was so damn good.
Oh, was
good.
It that Trevor Hall? Is
yes.
that who that was?
Yes.
All right,
that's
cool.
Exactly who
yeah.
it was.
Mike, and I ended up downloading his record. That
yeah.
guy, he's legit.
A beast.
But I was apparently taking a shower during one of his extended jams. So it was probably a good 10 minutes. But the song ended. I'm like, I guess I'll wait for Ted. No problem. I come out, he's fully dressed. He's dry.
Beard is looking great.
Well, it got to the point where I was like, am I just creepy guy waiting? But I was like, his sandals are here. Like, I know Steve's still in there. Dude, Sunday, that's right. Sunday, I went in there much later than everybody else. And I forget what the music was, but like, it dawned on me I could turn around and see the whole festival.
Oh, I didn't know
oh,
we could.
Yeah.
So then I spent like I spent a while in there on Sunday, but it was a few minutes where like, I guess it looked like maybe I just really wanted to wash my backside, but I was just like looking at the festival like, nice.
Well, every once in a while, like, because I'm taking the shower and, like, you have stalls next to you. And it's not like as if you, like, the stalls aren't short. I mean, but they're also not long enough where you can't see. So you just turn over and you can make eye contact with the guy next to you.
Hello.
That was a little startling.
Yeah, because
they're so close.
Yes.
Like, it's not, it's only weird, but, like, right. Like, when I took off my bathing suit and I was, like, wringing it out. And, like, as I turned, I realized, like, that guy is, like, inches from me.
Scrubbing it down.
Well, my problem is, as you know, I like showering with other dudes and talking to them from hockey. You know, that's just
yes,
what we
do.
Locker room
so,
stuff.
So all of a sudden, I see a guy and it just triggers. Like, oh, I'm taking a shower. And I'm like, man, this feels amazing. And he just kind of looks at me and he's just like, all right. It's like, oh, crap. That's right. This isn't like, these aren't my hockey friends.
Too far.
This guy is.
Social cues.
Right. Social cues. Thank you, Taryn. I picked up on it. He didn't like me staring at him. So I stopped and I looked down. Meanwhile, that guy probably gets out of the shower like some weirdo wants to talk to me. How amazing the shower. Meanwhile, I'm wasted. So it did feel amazing. I was re-energized for the rest of the time.
Yeah, the shower was a good call. I thought I was anti-shower Saturday, but that was the right call.
It was the right call.
It was.
So I wrote a couple quick little notes of my experience and just said, first one, no judgment. That's one of my favorite things about Summer Meltdown. Mm-hmm. I even wrote in my blog, it's like it was such a weird adjustment after you're done being around so many welcoming no non-judgmental, loving people. Yes, of course, people are wasted and having fun, but also just in general, I mean, you can be around anyone that's wasted and they could still be dicks, and that wasn't the case.
No.
Sure.
It's, I mean, everyone's smiling, everyone wants to talk, everyone's like, except for the guy in the shower next to me. But I really loved that, and it was really hard to adjust coming back to work and like immediately reading texts or tweets and people just pissed off and angry for
just
no reason.
Just negative energy.
Yeah.
You're like, you haven't been around it for 4 days, you know, or however many days people go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just absolutely love that vibe of just, I don't care how you're dressed, how you're acting, who you are. As long as you're a good person, it's awesome. No judgment. It was
love
great.
That.
I also realized that I am old, only because we had a couple of opportunities where we ran into listeners, and it was awesome. But they were, one of the guys was really gone. And like, he was so heartfelt, but he's just like, you know, it's, you're so inspirational. You're doing all these things, even though you're old and you're doing, and I know he didn't mean it that way, but he's like, you know, like how old you are and you're wrestling now. And I find so much great inspiration. He's a young kid and it was so cool. But I'm just like, finally I had to just give up with like trying to act like as if I'm not old. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm old.
Just own it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm definitely double your age. That's great. Thanks.
I felt the age Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Me, 100% with
Why?
You on that.
Yeah, because like Thursday night for Beats Antique, Taryn can attest, that was probably the most I've ever danced on a Thursday.
Okay.
I mean, I was having fun.
I heard their set was incredible.
I thought it was the best. Yeah. Friday night, we had a great time dancing and stuff, and then Saturday all day in the river, like halfway through Bass Nectar, I was back there dancing with Taryn and Brad, and then I was just like, I got to go sit down.
Yeah.
Like, I tapped out. I was like, man, I'm spent.
I was in bed by 2 on Saturday.
Which yeah, for right? Because like, I saw you guys back at camp, and then Steve was out living it up.
I rolled back at 3:45, fully expecting everyone's going to be on the couches, hanging out, having a good time. And I'm like waltzing back. I'm like, God, this is crazy.
I see all my friends.
I had no concept of time. I walked the person that I ran. I'll talk about that. This random person I met. I made sure she got back to her area. And I was like, well, what time is it? And she pulls out her phone. She's like, oh, it's 3:30. I'm like, awesome. I thought it was 5. My friends are probably still up. See you later.
Prime time.
I get lost. Yeah. Finally get back. It should have taken me 2 minutes to get back to our campsite. It took me 15 because I ended up in the other camp area and just started talking to people and just doing what
Very
I
meltdown.
Do.
Very
meltdown. Yeah. Right. And then I show up and I'm like, where's everybody? Oh, maybe. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I bet nobody's back yet. I'll just wait. So I'm waiting. I run into Lance. Lance's like, hey, do you need a beer? I'm like, yes, I'm so thirsty. I've been dancing this whole night, and I'm thinking I'm about to get a nice cold beer. He hands me, I open it up, and you ever had that moment where you think you're about to have something, and you get, it was warm.
Oh, no.
Really warm, and it wasn't very satisfying. I'm like, oh, it was like that moment in Anchorman, milk was a bad choice, but like, warm beer was a bad choice.
God, that sucks, because there was literally 2 ice-cold Coors Lights of the Yeti.
I know!
Like, when I went to bed, I was like, all right, there's like 2 in there for him.
I assumed that you drank it all, because I was like, well, Ted's, and I still had no idea that you were asleep. So mm-hmm. I go into the camper, and I was trying to be quiet just in case, but I thought maybe Ted's still out and about. And I'm trying to be quiet, and I'm laying down, and then all of a sudden, I hear in the pitch darkness, I just hear, what's up, Steve? I'm like, Ted!
What are you doing in here?
Your excitement level was unreal.
Because I had no one to talk to. I was still thriving.
Thriving and lonely.
I was.
We had a donut.
We did.
And then there was the other thing was the battery was dying. So Steve's playing music, but there's just this beep, beep. So finally, I go, Steve, is that in the music? And he turns it off, like, no. And I'm like, shh. Crap, is that coming from the RV? Like, I don't know what's going on. So we find it's just the battery dying out there with the inverter. But then neither of us really are supermen when it comes to that kind of stuff.
None at
so
all.
So finally, just
City Boys.
It starts going, beep.
It's like flatline.
Right, I'm like, Steve, let's just both take a side off and see what happens. And that was all we had to do, unhook it from the battery.
There was a thought in my mind that said, we are both going to get electrocuted.
We're going to set this place on fire.
But I'm so wasted, I'm like, this will be a great bonding experience. Ted will stay awake with me now.
I've got it. But it wasn't just us that went to bed early. Like, Matt and Tyler crashed early. No, everybody crashed early.
Our entire community. That was the thing also I learned rather quickly is that, you know, everybody has their crew. But, man, we go strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing I was, like, really stoked about. Like, because the entire night, Bass Nectar's playing. And I'm losing my mind because I'm just wasted and I'm having a blast. And I'm like, I'm just going to, no judgment. I'm dancing and I don't dance.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I watched you for minutes at a time. I was like, dude, look at Steve living his best life. Like you, it looked like you were having a religious experience.
I was, dude. They were blowing me away. I was there with Jen and with our crew. And then all of a sudden, like people kept disappearing and I'm still dancing. And then there's this random person dancing next to me. And her friends come over and like, we need to go. It's time to go to bed. She's like, well, I don't want to go to bed. And blah, blah, blah. And then they're having an argument. And I'm just like looking at this and I'm like, that sucks. And she's like, she looks at me and goes, I've read so many books because all they want to do is go to bed. I'm like, well, if you want to keep dancing, I'm dancing and we could have a little bubble and you don't have to worry about anyone getting weird. And I'm just here to dance. Like, don't worry about me. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I haven't been able to go to any of these the dance tent. I'm like, oh, we'll go to the dance tent too. Let's crush a beer. So next thing you know, we're at a dance tent. Next thing I know, I'm like, I keep running into different people from our camp. And she's like, how many people are in your camp? I'm like, I don't know, 20, 30. And then we run into the mayor Forest tent.
At the forest state.
Right. And so I'm like, how many people are in our tent? She's like, I don't know, 50 or 60. I'm like, oh, well, that answers why I keep running into people in our campsite.
Because we're taking over.
But because, like, the mayor and Jen, right, we were all back at camp, and they were like, we're going to go to the forest stage. I was like, I don't even have that in me.
No. My heart wanted to be there. Yes, I wanted 100%. To be there.
Well, in my head, I thought, if I stop dancing, I'm going to just be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I don't...
Yes, that's right. Exactly what happened to us.
And that was my fear. Because, I mean, we're out in the sun and the river. So, like I said, I end up now in the random late night tent where, like, all these, like, symbiotic and manatee...
Manatee commune. Oh, fantastic.
That guy was great.
Bellingham is a local guy.
And it was his first time doing Meltdown, and the place gave him a lot of love. And then he was supposed to be done at 3. He went till 3:40.
Wow. And he's young. I mean, that guy can't even, he's got to be under 30, right?
Oh, gosh. He looks like he's 22.
Okay, good.
Well, it turns out the person that I'm dancing with, she was in the same campsite with him. And she's like, yeah, this guy that's in our campsite, he just talks the whole time, but he's saying he's performing. I think he's performing in the late night tent. Next thing you know, he comes out. She's like, that's the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
And so at first we're like, who is, like, she's like, I'm like, I don't know who the hell he is. And he's incredible. He just, I mean, he crushed it. The place did not want him to stop performing.
Yeah, like, you could hear it at camp. Every once in a while, he'd say something. You'd hear that.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. So then he finishes. And at that point, I'm like, well, I don't think there's any more music. So I'm going to go back and find my friends. I'll make sure you get back to your campsite. And she was like, oh, I'm in, like, this fancy campsite where you need bracelets.
Oh.
I'm like, that's cool. I'm in the alley. No idea what I was talking about, but I'm like, I got to go back to the alley and see what my crew are doing.
My peeps.
And that's insane. It's generally Saturday night. Everybody stays up all night.
Yeah.
I was blown away by it. I kept seeing people, and everyone in our campsite kept seeing me. They're like, you're still going? I'm like, yes, let's keep going.
Well, I think also since they moved the late night tent from where it was in past years, I think that maybe may have affected our...
Because we used to be, like, right next to it.
So it was like, you're
up. You couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
No.
You're up till 4 because of the music. So maybe because they moved it, we were all just like, okay, I guess it's bedtime now.
Well, the other weird thing is, right, you know how there's always just music in the background?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I got home Monday night, like, finally just by myself, I was in my, like, I was like, I feel like I still hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at night, I'm like, is the late night tent going? It's like, no. Like, no. you're in your apartment.
Capitol Hill.
I'm in Capitol Hill. That's Darrington. I wouldn't be able to hear it.
And Monday night, I was smoking a spliff, and I swear to God, somebody in my neighborhood, like, a building over, was either Bass Nectar or Big Gigant. It was just like, and I was like, oh, it's happening again.
Bass Nectar blew me away. I know everyone seemed to have a different favorite, but I think Bass Nectar was my favorite, then Manatee Commune, and then Big Gigantic.
Nice.
I think that would be my three.
I would go Beats Antique Thursday.
Oh, bummed they missed those guys.
Yeah. Big Gigantic to me was awesome, and they kind of took away some of Bass Nectar's thunder.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I think Big Gigantic would be my number one. I think my number two might be, I mean, I really liked Twiddle. I just got into them. They're kind of like it's almost like a reggae, folky, I don't know. But I thought they were sensational. So I really liked Twiddle. And then Bass Nectar, I was actually, like, pleasantly surprised. When they did that sound check
at 9:30?
Like, yeah, I was like, we are screwed. Like, there's no way. It was so intense. We were in Jen's trailer, and it was like, just rattling the walls. And I thought, I'll never survive this. But then it was so balanced when you were down there, and the lasers were insane.
The lasers were great, but that was the talk of the entire day was Bass Nectar deciding to start their sound check at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday morning after all of us went hard Friday night.
Yeah. Right.
Like, legit 10,000 people. Oh, we all had a common ground. That was, we hated the sound check.
Yeah, the sound check was terrifying.
Yeah, because Friday night I was out at the forest stage and this and that. But Steve had the quote of the day. Bass Nectar, you can't sound check before 10 a.m. What did you say? No Bass Nectar before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So that is a rule. Well, and I asked our girlfriend Cass, I said, what did you think of the sound check situation this morning? And she goes, I thought it was awfully rude. I was like, that is the best way to put it. Like, what are you doing, man? We just woke up.
It was funny, like, going back and seeing, like, the hashtags about Summer Meltdown. And every once in a while, I'll be really, Bass Nectar, 9:30 in the morning? And I thought, how great would it have been, though, if after their first song, they perform, we're all like, I mean, it really was a great build on that first song, and then it just exploded, and after it ended, they were just like, thank you, we're Bass Nectar, and that's our first song, it's called 9:30 in the Morning, and just, like, trolled all of us.
Yes.
They probably would have pissed off all of us.
Dude, you know what would have been awesome now that I'm thinking about it? It's like, they started that sound check, and then we all just rushed out of the stage. And like,
glow sticks in our hands.
We're so ready.
Yeah, glow sticks that don't work because it's daytime.
Or you could be like that guy who had the best sign while there. It's like Nate is here.
Yes.
And it pointed at him. I was like, I kept seeing that guy. It was like,
oh my God.
He was everywhere. Nate was everywhere.
He was everywhere.
Shout out
to
Nate.
Who is Nate?
I don't know, but I saw he was on Facebook.
Yes.
And he says, I hope you guys saw my sign. And everybody had the same opinion. It's just, dude, that was the best sign ever. That's how I found my friends again after I went to the bathroom.
We're with Nate, kind of?
Yeah. Just stay by Nate. I'll find you guys.
Yeah. I've made a totem dance. Another couple, they had one that had a unicorn on top.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One year I was making that bad boy dance. That's we need awesome. To make a totem.
One of my favorite ones is just the bottom half of the mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
And they just put like spandex on it.
Yeah.
And I love that one for some reason. Very simple. But you got to use two hands.
Well, there was and there was also a mannequin at the shops, like right by where all the concessions were.
Yes.
And every time I thought it was someone just standing there. I was like, oh, my, excuse me. Oh, you're the same fake person.
That mannequin was very realistic.
It was realistic.
Yeah.
I think I saw people talking to it.
Well, it was very attractive.
Yeah. It was a hot
so
mannequin.
Hot.
I saw a dude making out with it.
10 out of 10 would hook up with that mannequin.
Yeah. Well, if I had that mannequin, I probably could have got the meal for two.
There you go. Comes full circle. Let's go to the melting pot with the mannequin.
Yeah, that's right, lady. It's me and I'm back with my girlfriend.
God, that would be even stranger. Like, Ted has really lost it. He's taking mannequins on dates now.
You know what? Also, I felt kind of old, too.
Don't laugh, Tara. It could happen.
It could happen.
Was at the river when we were done doing our partying at the river and we were walking back. We all of a sudden like kind of walked into what appeared to be like MTV's Spring Break.
Oh, yeah. The main beach party.
Yeah. Where like the giant unicorn where like supermodels that were probably 20 years old were all on there. And just like, I'm just like, oh, my God.
Also a naked guy basically dry humping a rainbow. Did you see that?
No, because I took the other route back.
Oh, you went the short way.
I saw which, by the way, it's not much shorter because we all got back to camp around the same time.
Yeah. That guy, all of a sudden, I think it was Bill, was like, I would just like to direct your attention to the naked guy humping the rainbow. And I looked
at
him.
Was he in the water?
Out of the water. I could see his penis.
Was he the guy that was not, let's just say he didn't manscape?
You know, I wasn't looking closely.
Oh, I noticed that guy. That guy, I mean, seriously, we had the woods over that way, and you look at him, there's a whole forest. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I saw a lot more penis this year than I've ever seen in Malta.
There was more penis than boobs.
Yes.
I could not believe it.
Naked ladies, but there was a lot of penis hanging out.
There was a lot of penis. And there were some guys that were sitting in the water just
God
enough to cover it.
It.
But then there was that one guy that was sitting just enough to have it out of the water. And I was like, can you just walk like two more inches down?
I just get the guys that
squat.
Stand right there with the level right above their penis. Like every time I panned left, it was like, I'm looking at your penis because the water is right. Like again, like right, just get in a little deeper or I don't know.
Did you also see the lady, there was one of the naked ladies, she kind of had her towel almost like facing our group. Like,
yes.
And she laid down on her back and you could see her entire hoo-ha.
Yes.
She was like laying like she was going to get a tan and she kind of had her legs a little bit spread out and you could see all the business.
That put a damper on me wanting to take pictures of all of us.
Yeah.
Because at one point I'm like, oh, let's take a selfie. And it was like me and a few of the guys. And all of a sudden I could see in the background two naked women. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I just feel like they're thinking that I'm just trying to catch, you know,
pervy.
In my head I'm overthinking it. But I'm like, and then even a few of the guys were like, just take pictures of all of us. I'm like, I need someone else to do the pictures. I can't do it.
I'm with you. That would freak me out.
I don't
want
to click the button.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy in fear of them thinking that I'm just trying to catch like a pervy picture because I wasn't.
Ugh.
But apparently, did you also hear at the river there was one woman that was naked, but apparently it was that certain time.
No.
Yes.
No.
In the water?
No, but I mean, just like a string was.
Oh.
Like, I mean, look, again, go back to the first statement. No judgment.
Yeah.
No judgment. No, you're right. You're right.
But
man.
Not expecting that. Unexpected.
Very unexpected. I'm glad I did not see that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Oh, one of the guys told of our crew, he's like, did you see that? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, we're glad that she finally left.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh, okay. Well, that was good.
Hippies are so fun.
What are some of the highlights for you guys?
Oh, my God. So many. I mean, for me, I think the highlight of my whole entire weekend was Jen Grube at the river. Being
yes.
the lady of the lake.
Lady of the river.
Oh, she's killing me.
She was on, and it was making me laugh so hard. She's one of the funniest people I know, but
yeah.
her material that day was top notch.
She was the star of the river.
She was the star of the river.
100%
you also,
agree.
I thought you and Jason Wilson were very wonderful too. And Wilson and Cobb, those two dancing at the river together at the very end when we were leaving, that was pretty magical too.
Jason Wilson and I, the moment that I thought was the funniest was I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, you know, waist down. And I'm just talking, BSing, And I hear, Steve, and I turn around, and he's diving at me. Do a wrestling move. As he's hitting me, knocking me over, and I'm like, what kind of move do you want me to do? I'm too wasted. And he knocks me over. We go underwater. We get up, and he's like, I'm so sorry. It seemed like a really good idea at the time. I'm like, no, on paper, that was a brilliant idea. I love the idea, and I appreciate that you wanted to put me on this moment. But, like, no.
This is not the time nor the place.
Oh, just give me a heads up. Like, more than
that's
Steve,
awkward.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Underwater. I didn't have a chance, man. You didn't post for me.
I saw him later, and he was like, that was really intense. My bad. And I was like, Steve's fine. I go, it was really intense, though.
Oh, yeah.
He yelled at him, like, slam me or break me or something.
And he, as soon as, like, we got out from underneath the water, like, we're holding on to each other because we got a little bit into the deeper part. Not very deep. You could still stand.
Sure.
But still, like, you know, at the moment, I didn't realize that. And we're both, and he's like, that was too intense. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, it's okay. It's okay. That was funny. But please don't do that again.
Without a little warning. Jason Wilson, also excellent massage therapist. We know this, right? Like he knows. So he asked if I wanted to have a massage. And I was like, absolutely. Face down in the cradle, asleep after like 4 minutes.
That's funny you fell asleep. I got one that day too. I felt good.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't get a massage, but Cobb and I, we stretched for about a good 40. That's, I think, why I was able to go all night.
Cobb is a great stretcher,
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
You guys went in there and got that done.
Yeah, we stretched for Taryn jumped in at the end of our stretching session, but we were already going for about 30, 40 minutes of just stretching and talking, and I think that really had a lot to do with me feeling so limber so I could dance all night on Saturday.
Thursday night was my favorite night music-wise.
Saturday was for me. Good.
But Thursday night was a blast, and then Saturday on the river, I liked when Steve and Jen and Joe, the bartender, had like this big, massive moment where they were going to go underwater. And I watched them and they counted to three and they went under and they came out and they were like, oh,
right? It was so cold.
So then, like, I'm only 10 feet from them. So, like, 2 minutes later, they were like, Ted, come over here. And I was like, sure. So, you know me, I just kind of like walked down, jumped in the water. And then I come out and they're like, they're just laughing. They're like, you made that look so easy. Oh, they had just gone through like this emotional thing to go under.
Just the struggle was so
right?
real.
I just kind of like trotted in, went swimming. But then sitting on that log was fun.
Yeah, and it's like we called it the bar.
Yeah.
And it was like out in the river. There was just a log that was like wedged. So we all were sitting there. And then our goal was to keep trying to get people to come out into the water. So we kept trying to call people and bring them into our world. And then one of our new friends, Nick.
Oh, I love Nick.
Nick was the best. He works at the Coug.
Yeah.
Another reason you should be a Coug. Nick's a Coug.
All right, Nick's pretty awesome. If there was a good reason, it's Taryn and Nick.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick.
I know.
Nick, I don't even know how to describe him, but like he was like the modern day Marlboro man.
Yeah.
A cowboy hat on, and everything he did was like super like slow-mo model guy.
Super cool.
And the more we laughed about it, the more he did it.
And he couldn't be nicer.
No, he's
not arrogant, but he's physically a good-looking man.
He's built like he's a rugby player.
Yeah, he's huge.
Yep, and he's Canadian.
Yes.
Abbotsford, I believe, if I remember correctly, yeah. So the more we laughed, the more he would do it. So it got to the point where he was purposely just going out, getting one beer for one of us, coming back in and just doing the slow-motion, chiseled man walking into the river.
Jen and I were really enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
I was in tears. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm just like, this is so freaking funny. And then he would give one beer, go back out, and keep doing it.
I could have watched him do it 100 times. So then at one point, it's me, Steve, and just AC in the alley.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there looking at Nick's tent. And it's like, wonder if he's in there.
Yeah,
like,
where's Nick been? We haven't seen Nick.
And I don't know how long we waited, but finally he like popped out of the tent. We were like, yes!
There's our boy.
And how did he walk? He walked slow motion doing his Nick. Yeah.
And then he goes, my mom taught me how to walk like this. And Jen goes, your mom taught you how to walk?
I know. She was all over him.
Oh, he was great.
One of the other highlights I thought, too, was I think there should be a rule at the river, no EDM, abrasive EDM music. It just doesn't seem to work. The river seems more of like a chill thing.
Yeah.
I remember when our buddies were, Brad and one of our other buddies, they were doing like an acoustic jam.
Yes, on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And then all these youngins showed up with their loud EDM music, and our Brad just shut them down, and it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
He's just like, we're doing music here.
Walk your asses down.
Well, and that smelled down too. Then those guys felt really bad. They were like, oh, sorry, man. Like, we didn't think it was a big deal.
And then once they shut their music up, you hear other people go, thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, awesome. Tough crowd.
All right. I got to eat some lunch.
Oh, is that what it is?
I am.
Fine. Do you have time to do push-ups, Mr. Lunchman?
Yeah.
Do you do 10 more at the end, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God, why was I thinking it was only once?
You clearly don't listen to the whole
MegaCast. Thanks for listening to the whole MegaCast, Taryn.
Wow. Maybe we should have just said, hey, nice to have you after the first break.
And kick me out.
Yeah.
It's all I'm good for. Short attention span.
Well, hopefully you can come back more.
I would love that. This is a blast.
This was
and
a lot of
you
fun.
Guys are, you know, family at work, family at Meltdown. Love you. Absolutely love you.
Already looking forward to next year.
Absolutely.
Got to get a costume this time. I think I'm finally going to do the costume thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, yeah, I'm all over the costume. I haven't worn a costume on Saturday in freaking 4 years.
I probably won't. I was like in a sea of costumes in the dance while wearing flip-flops and a tank top.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, that's how alley guys do it.
That is how alley guys do it. You guys look good doing it, too.
Yep. Although you look great as one of the Golden Girls.
Oh, my God.
That was phenomenal.
You know, I got to say, that was definitely a highlight.
Yeah. And I looked really cool for the few minutes I had on your alien glasses.
Yes, you did. And so I got to say one more thing about the Golden Girls thing. We several of us decided to dress up like old people for the girls, decided to go a step further and be the Golden Girls.
It was next level.
So I was Blanche, and it was just fun because they weren't expecting to see that at all. So when people would be like, you know, they'd catch your eye or whatever, they'd freak out. The first person that recognized that we were the Golden Girls was a dude. And we were walking. We hadn't even made it over to the beer garden yet. And he just goes, yeah, the Golden Girls. And we were like, oh, hell yeah, man. I was expecting a lady to figure it out first because, you know, that was a show a lot of me and my lady friends watched. But that guy knew exactly what was up.
Well, I thought it was also funny when you'd see like somebody like you all really knocked that out of the park. And if you're wasted and not really fully paying attention, you can think that there's an old woman that just showed up to Meltdown. Yes. And then all of a sudden, like our friend Sophia, when she started dancing, I saw one guy, he's just like looking at his friends like, wait, that can't be an old woman. Because like the costume was incredible.
Yeah.
And if you're faded, you don't really.
Dude, I got confused with our own friends. I got confused between Jen and Corey at one point.
Yes.
Because
their costumes were so good. I was like, and then Jen was like, no, it's me. And I was like, oh, crap.
And it was, like,
sorry,
full,
dude.
Full like polyester business woman suit.
Yes.
It was great. Awesome times. Summer Meltdown. Knocked it out of the park. Best one ever.
Forever.
Grant's only my second one.
That's all right. Joe's wife, Martine, yesterday, she was like, how was it? I go, oh, but she goes, I know. It's the best one ever.
It always was.
Yeah.
It topped last year.
I thought it was the best one ever, too.
I'm already looking forward to next year. I already ordered 2 tank tops.
You're on it.
I'm ready to go. All right. Let's get our 10 push-ups out of the way.
Oh. Not on the river. Not on the river.
Not on the river. In the late night tent with random people I meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll dance with you. Badly. Oh, that was my rule. I'm like, look, if you're cool standing next to someone who's dancing really bad, I have no problem with you dancing next to me. And she's like, I don't care. I was perfect.
Teach her some of your moves.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of them, which really I had none. I just put my hands in the air and just like shake them like as if I was in church. Ah,
again, a religious experience.
It was. All right, let's get 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Woo!
Yeah. See, now you're good for the whole day.
I know. I feel great.
Yeah.
Feel very ripped.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast. Taryn, you got anything you want to throw out there?
At Taryn KISW.
Nice.
Yeah. That's me.
And I don't know. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll do one next week.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Thanks to all the people that we did meet.
Yeah, thanks for showing love.
Appreciate when you noticed that we were in a different state of mind, that you were cool about that.
Yeah.
There was one person that saw me when I was dancing, just comes over, Migs, love the show. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, stay melty. I'm like, I am. That was great.
Yes.